From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. A U.S. defense official says an Islamic State operative captured by American Special Forces last week is a key figure in the militant group's chemical weapons program in Iraq, where new gas attacks by the terror group were reported today. The man suspected of being the chemical weapons chief was reported detained last week, but the link to chemical weapons not disclosed. Officials in Iraq told VOA today that Islamic State fighters fired rockets loaded with mustard gas, also known as sulfur mustard, into a town north of Baghdad late Tuesday and early Wednesday. Iran claims it launched two ballistic test missiles today, purportedly inscribing them in Hebrew with a message saying, "Israel should be wiped from the pages of history." The semi-official Fars news agency showed pictures it said were of Qatar H missiles being fired from a mountain range in eastern Iran into the Sea of Oman. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. stands with Israel in defense of its borders and its skies.
Under the president's leadership, the United States has invested above and beyond our FMF assistance, over $3 billion in the Iron Dome system and other missile defense programs and systems for Israel.
According to an Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps leader, the reason the missiles have such a range of 2,000 kilometers is to be able to strike at Israel. Vice President Joe Biden is condemning a string of attacks by Palestinians that come as he visits Israel, saying there can be no justification.
This cannot be viewed by civilized leaders as an appropriate way in which to behave. It's just not tolerable in the 21st century.
Specifically, Biden called Tuesday's stabbing of an American tourist a heinous terrorist act. Speaking alongside, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said nothing justifies these attacks. This is VOA News.